In a world where geek culture...
Yo, what the hell are you doing?
I'm setting the mood, all right? Fine, whatever.
If geek culture lives in your head longer than it probably should...
If you've ever watched a movie and immediately started breaking it down or argued how it could have been better...
Then you're exactly the kind of geek our podcast was created for. We are Geeks from the Multiverse Podcast.
Where geek culture gets debated, picked apart, and broken down every Monday. Find us on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Come get geeky with us.
Yeah. The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hello, trivia nerds. Welcome into the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. We got all five of the crew in the house tonight. I am your host, Andy. We got Kelly over there in the corner. How we doing, Kelly?
Who are you guys? Why am I here?
Oh, blacking out already, huh? Kelly, give me your parking lot strategy.
Oh, like parking in any...
Just, you're always surfing for the closest spot?
No. I am far away, and I'm backing in or pulling through to my spot.
Okay.
Because if you back in, you're less likely to get in an accident to pull out forward.
Yeah.
So I'm either backing into a spot or pulling forward to, you know, the second spot to... Be the to pull out forward.
Will you sit and wait for someone to finish loading their trunk? Ever?
No, never.
Okay.
That's, I will park.
Psychotic.
I will park. I will park as far away and have no problem walking an extra 15 feet.
Okay. I love it. All right, BQ. Give me a. Well, first of all, how you feeling, babe?
Doing good.
Give me some books that have affected you. Give me two of them. Two titles.
Ooh.
The Bible.
I will say. Yeah, right. Digital Fortress and Inferno, both Dan Brown books.
Okay, so yeah, when you're a big Dan Brown guy, right?
Yes, yeah. And Scott's wife, Cindy, my sister-in-law, got me on them.
Yep.
So when I was at home recovering from an illness, and she, and like, yeah, got a book and like went, I mean, just flew through all of them. And, can't and put them down. I love them.
Did you still think about those books?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's all about symbols, and it's all true. It's based on truth, like symbols and ideology. It's mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
Yeah, he wrote
Da Vinci Code, yeah, and you. Angels and Demons.
Escape me for a minute.
I'm a big Dan Brown fan.
Lots of codes.
Digital Fortress. I'm not familiar with that. I'll have to check that out.
It's one of his first books.
Yeah.
It's a very good.
Early one.
Very good. Yeah. That's the first one I read. Yeah.
Nick, you listened to it?
I actually read Da Vinci Code.
With your eyeballs, right?
Yes, with my eyes and everything.
The eyeballs.
Yeah. It's like one of the few.
Yeah. Nicholas.
Hey.
Your episode tonight.
Yes, it is.
Good deal. Your question is the same similar question I've asked Brian. Give me your favorite household chore and your least favorite household chore.
Ooh, favorite household.
I think Nick likes all of them.
I do like chores.
Well, one is very obvious if you consider it a chore.
Is cooking
which
a chore?
He doesn't. That's what
cooking,
I'm saying.
Cooking's not a chore. It's a gift.
It depends on
it's
if you like it or not.
Wow. It's just a gift.
It's either a gift or a talent.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
One that I sneaky really, really like is vacuuming.
Me too. We have
I vacuum almost every day.
I don't vacuum every day, but I do like it.
Oh, I like vacuuming. And,
it's a little bit of exercise too.
And not the hard, yes. And I don't like the hard floor. No, I like the vacuum carpet only.
Vacuum's a good dance.
A little more resistance.
More resistance. You can see where you've been. You're
building your tries.
Scott is loving this.
I feel like Scott likes vacuuming too.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, sure.
100%. Yeah. It's a great dance partner. If you got some music going, the vacuum is a wonderful dance.
I did mop my garage this past weekend.
Yeah, that's like an 80s movie, yeah. Andy. I think you've, I don't know.
No?
Where you got that from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad.
I don't dance when I...
I feel like
doing the tango with the dang thing. I'm just saying you can get some music going and you get a little bit of rhythm to the vacuuming and it's a... anyway.
It's either very charming or
cast my pearls before swine over here.
So
I really want Kelly's question. Hmm? Your parking lot strategy.
I know you've...
Because the first thing about my head was depends on the girl. You know,
like... No.
Oh,
no. Who's loading her trunk?
What's your strategy? Which handicap spot to pick?
All right, Scotty.
Yeah.
Finally.
I'm here. Yeah,
we're about to do some traveling together.
Uh-oh.
We are.
The idea of a hotel bed.
Uh-huh.
Don't care, or does it give you stress?
You mean just sharing with you?
No, we're not sharing a bed.
Oh, easy.
I'm saying, can you get comfortable?
I'm no longer available that way.
this is news.
Can you get comfortable no matter what the situation is, or are there scenarios that you're like, man, this is going
to
suck?
I mean, if it's too hard to sleep on, then that, firmness. That, yeah, that bothers me.
Yeah, mine's the pillows.
Okay.
They really are advertising.
It's always the pillows.
They're big, fluffy pillows. And then all of a sudden, after about 9 seconds of laying there, you're back on the mattress again. You're falling right through.
Well, and depending on the hotel, you might have like seven pillows, too.
Way too many.
I mean, most hotels, I thought, or hotels, you get four pillows, like two firm, two soft. That's like what I've experienced.
You're bougie, baby. I'm not saying that.
Usually like four pillows.
Banger hotel.
You know what I'm saying? Like two or softer.
He hasn't stayed enough Motel 8s, apparently.
No, I'm saying most hotels, that's my experience. Yeah, you get two firm, two soft.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So to me, it's the mattress more than the pillow.
I got you. All right. Well, that's the crew, fellas. We got, or listeners, I guess. We got Nick, as we talked about on his episode. We do not know the topic yet.
Nope.
And we're going to get to his question in a week. I just want to remind you real quick, social media's in the show notes. Website, email, all in the show notes. Reach out to us. We love questions. We'd love to hear from you guys. And if you want to donate to our project here, there is a link right there to be able to do that as well. So, all right, Nicholas. What do you have for us for a question of this week?
All right. This is a bit of a head scratcher. It's a thinker. You're going to dig deep, boys.
Oh, boy.
Brother.
If aliens arrived tomorrow and we could only show them three things to explain humanity, what would we pick for those three things?
Well, that's a great question.
There's a lot of cynicism in these.
To explain humanity?
Yeah. Right. That's where I go like initially.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more.
Okay.
Us as sentient beings that we could portray.
Of course.
Obviously, I go like, hey, look at our president now.
Well, that's just America for that matter, too. I mean, this is a human race.
I mean, the internet, something to show like.
How do you show that, though?
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know. But I'm saying like to show.
Here's an iPhone.
Well, okay. No, that's actually a pretty good.
It's not bad. That's not bad.
Every human
but
right
I mean,
now.
Trying to show technology like where we're at, you know.
Well,
intellectually,
and the question doesn't clarify: are these the aliens that created us, or these new aliens? So obviously, they don't know us, right?
New.
These aren't the pyramid ones.
These are
right?
new.
No,
oh, these are new ones.
These are new,
okay. Brand new.
They haven't been here before.
They're not gray or green.
Okay, so yeah, they're getting an iPhone for sure.
I would show them videos of like kids laughing, and just like simple human things that make me laugh, and like, oh man, that's a beautiful thing. That's this one thing that I would show them.
This is very inkblot, by the way.
Yeah, it's a Rorschach test.
Yes, 100% right. I would, this is going to be so on brand. I would show a lump of gold. And that is kind of a universal currency that we as humans, even though we're not connected in the same economic system.
And they're like, that means nothing to me.
No, but just
that's how the aliens came here in the first place. It was for our gold. Everybody knows that. That's when they came here the first time. Yeah. That's what it was for. It was for the gold.
I would show him Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm telling you, the iPhone with a bunch of media on it, and they can stream stuff. They learn about our entire culture, but then like they can binge our culture or our humanity within like a weekend.
Oh, full Fifth Element, just learn the entire history of our race. Okay, we've got two so far, I think.
So an iPhone and a lump of gold.
Lump of gold is my submission.
And Brian.
And Brian, the master of the
fantastic.
How his body can regenerate.
Yeah.
Mystery of science.
Yes. I'm like, this organs. Guy once didn't have a whole pancreas.
They
now he does.
They'd be like, we get it.
I want to show him cartoons.
Just in general?
I just want to see them. See how
sort of Family Guy?
Cartoons of aliens?
Well, alien cartoons. Sure. I mean, that would be
Futurama.
Good.
American Dad or something?
Marvin the Martian?
Yeah.
Or Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
That'd be good. Yeah. It's violent, but good.
Tom and Jerry.
Family Guy, that'd be the most accurate thing to show them.
Yeah.
These are how people really are.
The Family Guy is animation of people. I want to show them cartoons of animal, like things that are, non-human.
Just confuse
them. Let them wrestle.
You want to confuse the aliens, huh?
DuckTales, Looney Tunes.
Finding Nemo would give them a glimpse under the oceans.
Oh.
They're already there, bro.
No. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Did you see the Abyss?
Come on. I did. I loved it.
Great movie.
Leviathan.
All right.
I feel pretty good about
settled on that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. So, all right, brother. I think it's time for you to reveal to us what we're going to be quizzed on this evening.
All right. Against my better judgment, we're going back to the movies.
You can't help yourself.
I can't help myself. I got to quit doing these. I want to play these.
You have a problem.
Yeah, I do. So we're doing some iconic movie quotes.
Okay.
But this is the comedy edition. So these are comedic movie quotes.
I dig it.
So comedy movie quotes.
Okay.
I like it.
And I think the front runner might be
Scott.
Brian or Scott.
Brian's good. Yeah, I agree with that.
Depends on the movies you picked.
That's also totally, very true. That's,
totally random.
You going Monty Python or Wedding Crashers?
So that's the thing, right? So what is in Nick's head, and who does that most closely relate to?
I think he picks one from like, hey, Andy might like this question. Scott might like this question. Mm-hmm. Or right. We'll see.
I don't think he tried that hard.
I'm expecting tens.
From all of us?
From
most of us?
I'd say two tens.
Not me.
Okay. A lot of rom-coms for Andy over there.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Andy thought Titanic was a rom-com, though.
That's true.
I did not write a synopsis because it's self-explanatory.
It is.
Very good. Are we ready then?
Let's hit it.
Let's do it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on iconic movie quotes, and this is the comedy edition, hosted by Nicholas.
Yep.
Here's how it works. Nick will read a question. We will write our answers on our whiteboards. And when he says reveal, we have to show our answers. If we get it right, Kelly's going to give us a point.
Sure.
And if we get it wrong, that is when the real fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. Nicholas, let's have question number one.
All right. I wrote this a while ago, so I'm actually reading it again. And
it's great. I love it.
It's a bit wordier than I like. So let's just dig into it. Idiot. All right. Question number one, or quote number one. I'm going to try to read these deadpan. Yeah. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, you can't do the inflection of that.
I'm really going to try. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. They are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know, morons. This is said during a wry pep talk. This zinger reframes the town's problem with a deadpan shrug. That's not part of the quote. That's a description.
I got it.
And we're just naming the movies, right?
What's the movie?
Okay.
Movie. Yeah. Wow. What movie did this line come from? Wow, Ryan.
Can we go again?
You want me to say it again?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, one more time, please.
Okay. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. The common clay of the New West. You know, morons.
I don't have it.
That's a bummer. I considered this one
a layup.
Yeah, I would. Definitely would.
Well,
Brian, you're actually pushing on your microphone with your whiteboard. just a mess. All right, does everybody have an answer?
Sure. All right. I don't know. Is everybody done?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Kelly's back in.
Still writing.
He's like, is it part one or part two?
Man, that really killed me.
That's mean. That's mean. I'm joking.
No, that like makes me want to change my answer.
No, I don't want to change my answer.
No, I'm joking. I was joking.
It's a joke.
It was a joke.
History of the World, part one or part two?
I'm saying that's a joke. I'm not saying there's a part one or two.
That's not a clue.
No, it's not a clue at all. I'm being funny. Cool. All right, let's go ahead and reveal. I'll start with Andy. We got Funny Farm from Andy.
It wasn't funny.
We have Blazing Saddles from Scotty, from Kelly, and A Million Ways to Die in the West from Brian. Good idea. It is Blazing Saddles.
Whew. So I thought I remembered Andy saying he's never seen the movie.
Yeah, and I almost guessed that just because.
He deserved to lose.
Because I knew West that it was coming.
Is what hit
yeah,
me.
The West.
Yeah,
right.
I figured that would be it. Yeah. So, great. I mean, there's not even many things we have to say. This is one of the greatest comedies, if not the greatest comedy of all time.
You gotta love Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Yeah, top five for me.
Yeah. I mean, some footnotes about it. I mean, you know, about Mel Brooks playing the governor and the Yiddish-speaking Native American. I think Richard Pryor co-wrote this, if I recall.
Yeah, it was originally going to be in it before he got replaced by Cleavon Little.
There you go.
Look at that. Yeah.
Nominated for 3 Oscars, by the way.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is wild.
So, all right, let's move on. And one of the Oscars would have been for Best Original Song. Which I hope everybody knows that song too, other than you, Andy.
Nope.
All right. Number two. All right. Deadpan. When you die on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice. Muttered with deadpan pride after recounting an unlikely brush with spiritual greatness.
Layup.
Really?
I'm taking 10s. I was expecting 10s.
It is a layup, and I can't think of the movie.
Been there so many times, Brian.
I know it.
It's a longer quote. So.
Yes, if you would have said the latter part of it,
yeah,
it would have been a dead giveaway, I believe.
Yes, so. I agree.
Well, can I hear it again?
Sure. When you die on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Mm-mm. I say that quite a bit.
I can see the scene, nice. But I cannot. I'm honestly drawing.
All right, I'm going to give you 3 more seconds. You got something, Beer Andy? All right, we're going to reveal.
So mad right now. Bill Murray said.
Let's go. All right. We have Caddyshack from Kelly and Scotty. Nothing from Andy and Brian. Caddyshack is the correct answer. Yeah.
Dalai Lama.
I know the movie.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, okay. I know the movie.
There's a time I had the entire monologue memorized.
Yes, really.
You know, jump ship in Hong Kong. I make my way to the Himalayas. The whole Dalai Lama. The whole nine. I had it down.
You got a lot of free time there, Nick. I hear.
I love movies, Scott. Man. Yeah. Again, not much you have to say. But, I mean, just another epic comedy. Bill Murray. I mean, the cast is enormous. It's awesome.
Yeah.
First of its kind, I would say. Even, you know, it was just so original, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Moving on to number 3. I had to keep stopping just to do the deadpan.
Okay.
What would you say you do here? Dropped in a drab conference room by two men in matching ties. This line lands like a polite grenade.
What would you say you do here?
That is the line, Kelly.
Next. That's so it? Mad. I could come on Caddyshack. I'm so mad.
Yeah, you should be.
That's
you knew.
Wow.
That. You
I know. That. I knew. I know. I said Bill Murray before. Yeah. Like that's making me.
All right. Everybody have an answer.
Can you say that one more time?
Sure.
Can you say it one more time?
What would you say you do here?
And the rest of it.
That's it.
No, like you said, you explained.
Oh, okay, sorry. Dropped in a drab conference room by two men in matching ties. This line lands like a polite grenade. That's your bomb noise.
You want it?
That's a very polite grenade. It's not too loud.
I don't know.
It's easy on the eyes. All right, let's go ahead and reveal. We have Office Space from everybody but Kelly. The answer is Office Space.
I made a last minute pivot.
What would you do here? I'm trying to think.
What would you say it is you do here?
Yeah.
You
know? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I usually come in about an hour late.
The guy from Scrubs.
The Bills?
Yes.
The Bills?
Yes.
Dang it.
Yeah. Bobs. Bobs.
The Bobs, yeah.
Bobs. I mean,
they both had the same name, yeah.
Yes. Another fantastic movie.
It's a great movie.
More of a like indie, more style movie.
It's a cult classic, but
it wasn't a big release, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, no,
not
no.
a big production.
Yeah. It's a fantastic movie.
My Judge, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's comedy, there's a scene in there that just sticks with me, a quote that...
Dietrich Bader?
The main character says about like humans weren't meant to spend their life
in
cubicles.
And yeah.
I mean, I know it's comedy, but that's just dead
spot on.
That's a movie you should show the aliens.
Yeah, the movie's funny because it is real, bro.
Right.
That's why the humor's there, man.
Right.
It's real.
I said happy Monday to you.
No.
At the same time?
All right, moving on. Number 4. Inconceivable.
Oh, yeah.
Barked by a self-proclaimed criminal mastermind in the middle of a botched kidnapping. This exasperated outburst punctuates yet another moment when his foolproof plan springs a leak. The quote of the movie is inconceivable.
It's inconceivable.
I'm scared.
Phenomenal.
Everybody has this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For Kelly.
Let's go ahead and reveal.
Too late.
We're revealing, Kelly. I called it. Princess Bride from everyone. Good job, everybody.
I know the actor. I can see the scene, but I was...
Inconceivable.
Yeah.
With a lisp.
It's inconceivable.
Every time I think of the scene, I think of Scott.
Yeah. You keep using that word.
I don't think you know what that means. I don't think that means what you think it means.
That's great.
It's my oldest daughter's favorite movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's great.
She loves that movie.
Yeah. Holds up well.
Yeah. And family friendly. I mean, it's hard to get a very funny movie that family friendly.
Right, you're right.
It seems so cheesy. But just because like the set design and everything, seems so ridiculous.
It's
but
so
it's
good,
such
though.
A good movie.
It is.
Did you know Danny DeVito was supposed to play that role, the inconceivable guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm glad they picked who they picked.
Yeah, no. That lisp and everything, it was perfect.
Inconceivable. Yeah.
Inconceivable. Yeah, he's great.
I've been looking for books to read to my kids at nighttime. I read them sometimes, and I want to get a copy of The Princess Bride just mm-hmm. to...
Right.
And then watch the movie with them.
Yeah, read a chapter a night.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Cool.
Well, with my brother-in-law got married at the rehearsal, they did, you know, marriage, you know, marriage. How they, like, they did the run-through.
That's awesome. That was funny.
Well, you talked about the book, Kelly. That came out in 1973 by William Goldman, just so you know.
Oh, Billy Gold.
Yeah. So
Billy Gold.
Novel of the same name, which also adapted for the screenplay. So the book is adapted for the screenplay, I wonder, or was there original?
I think the same. The guy that wrote the book also wrote the screenplay.
Okay. Well, if you get the book, I'm curious to see how close it is to the actual film.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move on to number five, and then we'll take a short break and then do some score checking. Word. So, number five. The wrong kid died. Growled by a bitter father who never forgave his surviving son for a childhood accident.
Oh.
It's a comedy?
Yeah. That's my first thought.
It's not a comedy.
Okay.
I know the movie, but it's not a comedy.
Okay.
The title of the trivia.
You guys don't think so?
Okay.
No, it's fine. The trivia is called Comedy Edition.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have a problem with this. If you're using the...
Okay.
We'll wait.
Well, let's read again, Nick, now that we...
Sure. The wrong kid died. Growled by a bitter father who never forgave his surviving son for a childhood accident. Now, this is the comedy edition, so it is from a comedy movie. This line could be in other movies.
Can I put both of them?
Yeah, but I'll give you credit for neither. So, the line... Could be used in other movies. I don't know for sure, but there is a comedy film where this line is there. And then the description of a bitter father who never forgave his surviving son for a childhood accident.
You got a year to differentiate it from potential others?
No, I did not do that.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right. Everybody have an answer?
Yep.
Dude, I don't have one.
All right. Kelly's finishing up. All right. Let's reveal.
This is not a comedy.
The Dewey Cox story from Brian. Correct. My Girl and Stand By Me are both incorrect, and Andy had nothing. Yeah.
I was thinking Walk the Line.
No, you were thinking Walk the Line, but it's Walk Hard.
Yeah, the Dewey Cox.
His dad said that to him multiple times. Yeah. Wrong kid died after he halved his brother, remember?
Yeah.
You were like, this is not a comedy movie. I was like, this is definitely a comedy.
The way the Dewey Cox story does it, too, like, he's in half.
You know, he went smelling blind. He's a fucking reefer. Can't you smell it? No, I can't. I've gone smelling blind. this movie, so parody off of, what's the Johnny Cash movie called?
Walk the Line.
He goes through all the different generations of music, too. To me, it's a very funny movie.
It is.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a serious conversation if you're like, that's not a comedy. You know, just because maybe it didn't make you laugh enough, but that's a comedy.
I was just thinking Walk the Line initially because it really says dark that in the line, movie.
Just in general, right?
Yes.
I mean, obviously.
Yes. Definitely.
It is a dark line.
Dark comedy line.
But yeah, it is very funny in the movie. All right. That is five. Let's hear from the sponsors.
All right. We got a score check here. We'll go from worst to first. Andy has two.
Wow.
Brian and myself have three, and Scott is in the lead with four.
Which one did you not get?
Dewey Cox.
I'm really mad about Caddyshack because I should be tied.
Yeah, you should be.
You should be. All right, we're going to move on. Question number six. Are you trying to tell me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? Tossed out in the middle of a dugout debate about a teammate's pregame rituals. Actually, not a dugout debate. It was a locker room debate, but that's fine. This line blends baseball superstition with deadpan blasphemy in the late 80s sports comedy.
Phenomenal.
All right. I'll read it one more time for the fans.
I'll start laughing as soon as you say it. I'm sorry.
Are you trying to tell me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
It reminds me of that picture of... Jeez, where were we at? You know what I'm talking about? We'll discuss it later. Okay.
Think about it. Chew on it while we reveal. Everybody go ahead and turn those boards. We have Major League from everybody, and I appreciate that about all of you.
Nick, you're
all
correct. I would have been
very upset.
Yes.
You might have blown a gasket. Yeah, and I think I picked out the most obvious one because you guys know I can quote the entire movie.
Right.
So I couldn't go too deep of a cut. Yeah good job. Yeah, it was.
We're at somebody's wedding in a church, and there was a picture of like Jesus.
It was at Chad's wedding.
I just wanted to make sure. That wasn't
a made up memory.
Yeah.
All right. I don't need to talk about this movie because if anybody hasn't seen it, you're dead to me. So go watch it. Learn something about life.
We love you.
That's right. If you're a listener and you haven't seen that movie, don't listen to us again.
Please listen.
Keep listening. Just watch it.
Just watch the movie first.
You should start your own podcast, Nick, where you just harass listeners.
Can I be on that? Because I want to be on it.
Y'all want to be on it.
You guys are not as smart as me. I'm better than you.
Just watch the movie, okay? All right. Number 7. Here we go. What you stealing boxes for? You trying to build a clubhouse?
Yes.
On the front porch in the middle of a lazy day, this jab comes right after one neighbor hears the bizarre reason his buddy just got fired. Name the movie.
This reminds you of 1998 to about 2003.
Yep. All right, I'll read the quote one more time for anybody that's listening that needs it. What you stealing boxes for? What, you trying to build a clubhouse? I said that with an accent for some reason.
That threw me off, too.
That was a hint.
Don't do that.
Was that Irish?
What you stealing boxes for? What, you trying to build a clubhouse?
Now it's Alabama.
I just did the wrong accent for everything. I just did this whole episode like an Italian accent.
Oh, yeah.
None of it would have made any sense.
Hey, what are you stealing boxes for?
All right, let's go ahead and reveal. We have Friday from everyone. That is correct. It is Friday.
I get fired your day off.
Trying to build a clubhouse. One of the greatest comedies of all time as well. Again, to me,
love it.
A groundbreaker. You know, written by Ice Cube and DJ Pooh.
I love the dad.
Oh,
Clarence Witherspoon.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah.
He's good in everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're choking dog.
Be mad.
Choking. We'll go ahead and move on. I mean, they made, just real quick, what, 3 Fridays? It was Friday, next Friday, and the Friday after next. And then there's last Friday.
Yeah.
Was there four?
Was there a last Friday?
I don't know the other three,
but I don't know about the fourth. Yeah.
Really. I think the fourth might be on its way or something. I've heard the name last Friday.
Straight to DVD.
Listeners, probably. If you're not familiar, just watch the first one.
Yeah.
Every movie I've put on here so far, if you have not seen it, that would be great advice for your life to see these. Yeah. Our show would actually get 25 to 30% better if you've seen these movies.
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
Because you just start to understand us a little bit better.
That's a great point. I like that.
I'm deep. All right, here we go. Number 8. All right. You know, it's dangerous for you to be here in the frozen food section. Why is that? Because you could melt all this stuff. Flirted across the frosty aisle by a relocated wise guy trying to charm a stranger. This line blends mob swagger with supermarket small talk. There is a clue that this, I'll read it again. This is from person A. You know it's dangerous for you to be here in the frozen food section. Person B. Why is that? Person A. Because you could melt all this stuff. That's the line.
Okay.
It's made, I gave the hint, the clues to it that it was in a combined supermarket small talk with mob swagger. Flirted across the frosty aisle by a relocated wise guy trying to charm a stranger.
Oh, man, that changed.
This is a bit of a deeper cut. This is one of my favorite movies. It's so good, but it is a deeper cut. This is not your blockbuster.
I wrote something down. I know it's wrong, and I'm trying to change it for your hint.
The hints are in there for you. Got relocated wise guy. You have the mob boss swagger. Supermarket small talk. It's two people. That's the most I can give you without telling you what the movie is. Brian, do you have an answer? You feel good about it?
No, I don't feel good about
an
answer.
I just changed my answer based on, I was confident in my answer. And then based on what we just said, I changed it. Now I'm worried.
Oh, man, that's
I
even
changed
better.
It off of the
I
right
feel
one.
Exactly the same.
All right. Well, we're going to reveal, and then we'll do the score check. So let's go. I'm going to start with you, Scott. We have My Blue Heaven from Scott, My Cousin Vinny from Kelly. 8 heads in a duffel bag. Brian, you're always so dark, and I love it about you. And then we have Get Shorty. We do have a correct answer.
It is
The Doc.
Oh.
It is My Blue Heaven.
How about that?
Another movie you must see.
I'm not familiar with it, truly.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Steve Martin.
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've ever seen all the way
that
through.
Scene. I cannot watch a movie without that scene making me crack up. The way he says, you know, it's dangerous for you to be here in the frozen food section. Why is that?
Because you could melt all this stuff.
Have you ever heard of Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag, though?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's a good movie. That's a funny movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, I had written down My Cousin Vinny, because that's what I was thinking.
I wrote down Big Daddy first. I was waiting for a little more. Your boobs are hurting.
It's a relocated wise guy. So how many movies do you know where there's a
that's what Pivot
Mike. A mob guy that's relocated, so that's witness protection.
Yeah.
The scene takes place in the supermarket. You know, that's enough information in there. It's a great scene. And if you guys have not seen that movie, rectify it soon. For the sake of the show.
I know I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I'll have to go back and check it
out.
Watch it for sure.
Watch it. You can watch it with the kids. It's great. Yeah. All right, that is eight. Kelly, give me those disappointing scores.
Well, not too many disappointing. Andy has 4. Me and Brian are still in the running with 5. 2 left. Scott has 7.
Yeah.
All right.
So
not bad.
If he misses the last two, we get the last.
You know, 9 is very respectable. I shouldn't say that. You're on pace to possibly get 9.
He's got it.
There's no 10s though. No, you said there would be a couple 10s.
I thought there would be. I thought you would know them
all. You would have gotten a 10.
Yeah, but I thought you would have known them all.
Yeah, I've never seen the Dewey Cox.
You're missing out on that. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Scott, you're disappointing, Nick.
Yes, you are. It's common for you, though. All right, moving on to number 9. Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And we're over.
Mid-conversation while pretending to know exactly what he's doing with a home repair. This line nails the overconfident but clueless vibe of a character in over his head.
Okay, so Scott won.
I settled on this line.
Like, there is many, many more. This is not my favorite line from the movie.
There's tons of great lines.
Yeah.
This is a great
one. My favorite one is... I love this one. I'll tell you my favorite one afterwards, but...
I'd say this probably once a month.
Yeah. I'll say it again for the listeners.
Oh, I've been in this joke like 2 days ago.
I'm having
ago.
A Nick.
Oh,
okay.
I use it all the time.
I know this line.
This is in the vernacular. Like, we've said this around the driveway.
100%.
100 times.
It's here, this or deuce, deuce and a half.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, the line is for the listeners.
Totally true.
Yeah. 220, 221, whatever it takes. We're going to go ahead and reveal, Andy. I'm sorry. You're taking too long. We got Mr. Mom from Everybody But Andy, who's the closest thing we have to a mom. Hey, you guys are all correct, though. The rest of you are correct.
Dynamite drop in
Come
cotton.
Come back, Pro-Am. Come back from vacation, please.
I stand firm with my statement.
From Washington.
So, the best line from this movie, Mr. Mom, is when he offers him a beer.
Yeah. And 8 in the morning. Scotch.
Yeah, that's got to be the best line.
It's 8 in the morning.
Scotch.
Yeah. With the shoulder shrug.
Yeah,
Scotch.
Yeah. He says it so confidently and so calmly. It's great.
If you need me, I'll be at the gym or the gun club.
Oh, I love that. How do you call that home? The gym, the gun club.
The genius of Michael Keaton.
I loved it when he get wrapped up in the soap operas.
Yeah. He doesn't love you. He's got the flannel on, the beard. I love it, dude. Yeah. That's great.
Man, great movie. All right, we're going to go to number 10. I think Scott has it in the bag.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We're going to play for the fans. Number 10. Smokey, this is not Vietnam. This is bowling. There are rules. A cult favorite comedy about an easygoing slacker whose quiet life gets tangled in bizarre chain of events involving mistaken identity,
eccentric friends,
and one very important rug.
I'm upset because I missed the one. Me and Scott could be tied right now.
You should be.
I cannot believe I missed that.
So
unbelievable.
I'll read the line for the fans one more time. This is one of Nick's favorites.
It's a probably great movie.
Top 3 comedy favorite of mine. Smokey, this is not Vietnam. This is bowling. There are rules. Let's reveal. You better all have the Big Lebowski, and Everybody Does. You're Still My Friend.
I'm so happy that Andy got that because he's only recently watched that movie in the past 5 years.
Did you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how Such do you not love movie. It? Of course. But yeah, that for a long, long time, that was one of those movies that you just kind of nodded along when people were referencing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was for me.
I gotcha.
I referenced that a lot. You nodded at me a lot.
Oh, then. Many, 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 many times over the years.
Your BS nods.
I knew that your nods were full of crap. Another one of my favorites. All these comedies on this round had so many great lines, and this one especially. John Goodman, the role he plays.
It's so extra. Like, the whole movie is so awesomely good. Extra.
So good. Another one. See it, kids, if you're old enough. Well, that is 10. Don't need any tiebreakers as far as I know, but let's find out for sure. Kelly, what do we got?
We have Andy bringing in the rear with 5. All right. 5 out of 10.
Yeah, whatever.
Not terrible. Brian and myself both had 7, and Scott ended with 9. Almost perfect.
Almost perfect.
Almost.
Good job, Scott.
Counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's right. DQ. Man, you were right there, babe.
Congrats, Scott.
Good job.
Congrats, Scott.
We're both 2 away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he...
I said I was 1 away. You're right. You're right. No, my bad. I was, yeah.
I'm just glad that I wrote a trivia that you guys actually did... somebody did fairly well on.
7 out of 10 is not terrible.
No, that is good. 7 out of 10 is good. 7 out of 10 is good. Okay, Andy, you suck.
I got no leg to stand on. I don't know. Where's the stepbrothers and the Dumb and Dumber?
Not enough romance in those comedies.
These are classic comedies. These are the greats.
Three Amigos? I mean, where are we at with that?
Yeah, I can go with
Vacation.
That.
Hey, the Monty Python.
The list I have is extensive. Yeah. Okay? I have... pages of these comedy quotes.
There'll be a number 2 coming.
There'll be lots of number 2s.
I hope there's a plethora of those.
A plethora.
There we go.
That's why I didn't put it in there.
You say a plethora of sweaters?
I could not say plethora without doing some kind of an accent.
Yeah.
Plethora. A sweater.
Plethora of sweaters?
Look over here. Right, look over here.
Would you like to kiss me on the veranda?
Our lips will be fine. That's
so good.
That's one of the best. That's one of my favorite lines in the whole movie.
Yeah.
My lips will be fine.
I don't have to even watch the movie. And it cracks me up. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got for you, Andy.
Okay. All right. Anybody, like, what's the movie? We've talked about this maybe a little before. What's the movie you quote the most, probably?
You know mine. It's a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. You're more actor-focused. He's really character, kind of the same character across the board.
It is. So it's but, I mean, Blazing Saddles is a... ton.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I think I've mentioned Dumb and Dumber. Weekly quoting that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I do Samsonite so often.
Right.
Because I'm like so close on a lot of things.
I know, yeah. Right?
But way off.
Dumb and Dumber a lot, but like probably the single most quote I use probably is the 220, 221 from
Mr. Really?
Because it just comes up so much. Like, yeah. You know, just, yeah it's got to be.
Yeah. Probably Step Brothers for me.
Anything Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah,
Will Ferrell.
For sure.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's,
Anchorman, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of it.
Step Brothers, it was like one or two of your go-tos.
For Step Brothers?
Yeah, for a quote.
Did you touch my drum set?
Of course, now this is terrible. I'm blanking all of a sudden on what we talk, but it's just a beloved movie in my house.
Did we just become best friends? Do you want to go to karate in the garage?
There's a perfect.
Yeah, the best friends.
The best friends.
Bunk beds?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for saving me. Clearly, I was off my game tonight.
Fergie and Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Songbird of your generation is one I say a lot, for sure.
That's awesome.
I manage a baseball team. Little League Fantasy.
All right. Nice job, Nicholas. We'll see if we can maybe write a movie trivia that'll come your way here.
Please, somebody.
I know you're dying for one.
We just did one.
I know. Let's do it again. I won that one. I want to play more of it.
Okay.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe, leave us a review, reach out to us via all the socials or our email. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.